Welcome to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. Manuel Lee is here with you today. The whole focus of this podcast is to equip, develop, and release confident worshipers. Pray this podcast will be a blessing to you and increase effectual worship unto our God, announcing God's presence. All right. Well, thank you for joining me here today at the Worshiping Musician Podcast. Manuel Rodriguez here. Like I said earlier, hey, thank you. Stay tuned. I got a word for you guys. I got some announcements at the end of the podcast. So today I want to talk to you about the sound of warfare. One thing about the sound of warfare is as worshipers and warriors and musicians and singers and minstrels and psalmists, we have a dual responsibility, okay, as worshipers and warriors. In other words, our worship is that we respond to God. What is God saying? Our warfare is our response to the devil. Come on. Because of what he's doing. So how do we respond when the enemy is attacking you? How do you do that? How is worship transforms our lives and how warfare transform our relationships, our circumstance, So, you know, warfare will never be effective until we have learned to worship God. When we learn to worship God, we get a God. I believe God is doing a reset on our worship right now. God is recalibrating what intimacy is with Him. And I believe that God is preparing us for warfare. Okay? You are called to worship God continually and to fight the devil every once in a while. And I say that every once in a while, I mean because we don't fight against flesh and blood. We don't go against those things. But spiritually, and spiritual, like for me, you know, I said earlier that my shoulders are hurting, and that's the flesh. But I know God's going to heal me. I'm still praising God. It's time for us to focus more on worship. It's time for us to focus more on worshiping God. We tend to get into this warfare thing, this battle thing, mindset that we have. And I get it, but we're called to worship God. If it's the only other way around what it is that God is trying to do, you're giving the devil too much attention sometimes in your life. Yes, we some of us are going through debt, financial things and debt, relationships, jobs. I get it. It happens. That happens in our life. But don't give the attention, come on somebody, to the devil. Don't say, oh, well, you know, the devil made me do it. Well, who are you listening to? You see, you are more than a conqueror. You fight the good fight of faith to win. Come on. Faith is the weapon that we need to win in every battle. It's a praise-filled, worship-filled faith battle that we're in. I said a mouthful there, I know, but we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so, yes, we're challenged, and yes, we're perplexed into what it is that that God wants to do, and so we face those challenges. We do. There's challenges that we face. There's things that happen, and they come up. But you know what? The devil is a liar. Okay, the devil is a liar. He's not gonna get the sound that we have. He's not gonna choke us because of the sound that God's given us. And so our worship, we respond to God. Our warfare, we respond to the devil. And so which one are you giving more attention to? The sound of warfare or the sound of worship? Okay? And so know this. You are a child of God. It's time to focus more on worship. In other words, I didn't say this earlier, but I'm going to say it now, that we're ministering to God, that we're talking to God, that we're saying something to Him. Mm-hmm. Okay? and that we're not just talking about Him. We're ministering to the Lord. Lord, I love You. Lord, I praise You. God, You are worthy of all the glory and all the praise. Jesus, You are beautiful. You are enough. Glory to God. Glory to You. We glorify. I glorify You. I magnify You, Lord, because You're worthy of it all. That's worship and ministry unto our God. So just know this, God will train you in the gym of faith, and so don't back off. Did God just say something there? God will train you in the gym of faith. God will train you in the gym called prayer, in the gym called worship. Basket players have a gym to play, to practice. Volleyball players have a place that's called a gym where you're training to become the best player. Well, God's gym is faith. God's gym, it's prayer. God's gym is praise. So you are a world champion for God. Amen. Well, God bless you. And just want to say, hey, July 28th, July 29th, Worshiping Musician Summit. We have Vivian Hibbert coming, Dr. Bill Font, Joshua Johnson coming to lead worship from Austin, Texas. It's gonna be great. We're gonna connect. We're gonna have a time of impartation, a time of activation. I believe the Lord's gonna activate us to do what God's called us to do. It's time that the Lord has equipped us and is equipping us to do the work of the ministry. Amen. So just know this, that you go to worshipingmusician.com, click on events, and you'll see the information there. We're on an assignment by the instructions of the Lord to raise up prophetic musicians and prophetic singers in this hour. The summit will empower you, increase your confidence for both musicians, singers, and artists alike. And so come, click on the banner below, and you can register. It's only $25. And so I think there's a special coming up, I don't know. But anyway, $25 is still good. So click on it, it's gonna be good. And so we love you, God bless you, we'll talk to you soon. Hope this encourages you. If it blesses you, share it with somebody. If it doesn't bless you, well, share it with somebody else. I just always say that. So hey, you know what, thank you very much. We'll see you later.